Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Keith Walsh is well known to a lot of listeners, and he started something really cool and interesting for both adults and kids. It's called Carding with Keith. He's on the line now. Keith, how are you, my friend?
Good, Catherine. How are you doing?
I'm flying it. Not a bother. Good. So what is Carding with Keith?
Well, it's kind of doing something we all love to do as a child, and we kind of forgot that we love to do it. And it's about drawing and colouring, but it's about kind of losing yourself and doing something creative without realising it.
Mm.
That's it, really. I run these workshops, classes, courses, whatever you want to call them, over Zoom. And effectively, I just get... I started off with adults, and I've done kids' classes now over the Easter as well. I show you some techniques, drawing techniques, very simple. And it's important that you keep it simple. And my drawing technique is very simplistic. And we'll just go through a series of, we might draw a sheep, or we might draw a rabbit if it's Easter, or we might draw a few people, or we might draw a house and whatever, you know. And we keep it very simple, and we colour them in, and we do that on a card.
Mm.
And the idea is that people lose themselves in doing something that they forgot that they enjoyed doing.
Mm, mm. And I was actually having a chat about this, about, you know, the huge increase in crafting and drawing and all of that that we've all sort of undertaken in the last year. And it is that, even when I see Ellie sitting down to colour, you can't really think about anything else but doing what you're doing and not going outside the lines and drawing your circles. And it's one of the few things that you're just in the moment.
Totally. Like, if you remember yourself as a child colouring with your tongue sticking out the side of your mouth.
Oh, the effort that was going into it. It was the only thing you could think of.
And that was it. And actually, there used to be times when my son was younger and I'd be colouring with him and he'd wander off and I'd still be there lost trying to finish the picture, you know.
And I have to say, as well, like, just even the competitive parent of me, I'd be colouring with Ellie and she'd, as exactly that, she'd go off or she'd go outside the lines, or I'd know that the yellow was going to look better there. And so I'd have to step away, like step back from the colouring book, Catherine.
Totally. But it's great with the kids. What I do is I send out, so if you sign up for the class, I'll send you out a pack. You get some cards, you get some envelopes, you get some colours, you get some pens and pencils. And they're the pens and pencils that I use to make my cards that I make for people. And so I talk about so you get your pack and I talk about the pens, I talk about the paper, I talk about, you know, because the card I send out is nice and it feels nice. And I'm big into stationery. So I love the feel of paper, I love the feel of cards, I love a new pen, I love the way a marker writes, I love the way pencils colour.
God,
like,
you'd
I love
be very
all that.
Easy to buy for Christmas.
Yeah, you could just buy me pens. But I'd be very specific. My daughter recently asked me to sign a form for school and handed me a Bic Byron, and I said, hang on a second, I'll go and get a pen.
Absolutely not.
So I'm very, but there's great joy in that. There's great joy in exploring the pens and the feeling. And if you get a nice soft colouring pencil, the feeling of shading with that as well. So we go through all of that. And the idea came about for the kids, like, my kids would hear a lot about mindfulness in school and stuff, and it's a great word and it's a great thing to be teaching them. But I actually felt if you could say to a child as they're drawing, do you know what this is? This is mindfulness now, what you're doing here. So the next time your teacher says the word mindfulness, you'll be able to say, actually, that's when I get lost, when I'm doing my drawing or my colouring or my Lego or my, you know, hitting a slitter off a ball, off a wall. Whatever that thing is that you do that you get lost in, that's mindfulness.
Mm.
And it's a great way of explaining it to them, you know.
I love that idea. And then also, is it the card that they're making? So you obviously send them out the packs, and then they're making a card for, say, somebody they love, or for that they're, whether it's a grandparent or maybe something that they're grateful for. Like, there's a kind of a message in there as well, which I thought was lovely.
Yeah, so all the work they do will be on rough work. So we'll do rough work, paper work, and then we'll go, okay, what's the design going to be on the card? Let's do our three cards. Let's keep it simple and do the same design on the three cards. But I also say to the kids, look, also you can just do whatever you want. Some of them follow me, some of them don't, and that's brilliant too. And then the three cards, one card they will write a message and give to somebody that they love. So that's gratitude.
Mm.
So that's when they start thinking about gratitude, things they're grateful for. Let's not focus on the things we don't have. Let's think about the things we do have. And then they make another card for somebody they might have fallen out with recently, somebody that they're not seeing eye to eye with at the moment. And, you know, that can be an apology, or that can be forgiveness, or whatever they want it to be. And they don't have to send these cards or show them to anybody, but they can. Mm. But it's just to get it out of their head, or to think about these things, like being grateful or forgiveness or whatever it is. And then the third one is a card that they make and they're going to write, and that's to themselves. And this is about self-love, really, which is a hard thing for a man to say, but it's about appreciating yourself. And you write three things in that card. So I would write, "Hi Keith, I just made this card for you. You're really great. You know, you're a great dad, or you're really good bringing the dog for a walk," or whatever the three things are that you're really good at. So it makes the child think about things that they like about themselves, which is very important.
Mm. And it's great. And you've done a couple of these before. So is it interactive as well? I mean, are you kind of chatting to them, or do they chat over and back, or is it more you just kind of letting them do their thing? And I'm just trying to get a sense of, like, how do you think kids that you've kind of experienced on these workshops, how are they coping with COVID? I know, because your girl, is she 18? You've got a little boy who's 12.
Yeah, Finn is 12 and Anna's 18.
Would these workshops be for younger kids?
Yeah. I mean, up to, like, the last one I did had 14-year-olds.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's 6+, kind of.
Okay.
But then if your mommy's with you and you're 5, that's grand as well.
Okay.
But I'm trying to talk to them about, and especially in COVID, is where do you find space in the house for yourself? Because if you're a certain age, you can't just go for a walk. Like, adults can go for a walk.
Mm.
Kids, where do they find space within the house? So when they're drawing and when they're talking, and we'd be chatting back and forth, and I'll say, just, you know, put up your hand or don't, or just ask a question, and they'll be talking about this and that. And I say, look, when you're doing your drawing, or when you're at home, and let's face it, the family are annoying you. Everyone's getting, you know, on your nerves, and you're feeling a bit, you know, whatever, and you're feeling a bit stressed, and you're feeling a bit anxious. That's all grand. The trick is to take yourself off to a corner of a room, or upstairs to your own room, take out your colours, and I would say, like, these pencils now, these are your, you know, you'll have these for the rest of your life. Take out your colours, take out your pencils, a bit of paper, and start drawing.
And that's take that where you'll find bit of time out. Yeah.
Your space away from everybody
Love
else.
It.
And that's your time out, you know.
All right. Well, listen, it's called Carding with Keith. I think the workshop is full tomorrow. Are you going to be doing another one?
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram, and
okay.
If I get more people, I'll do another one next week as well.
But good man yourself.
Thanks
a million, Keith. Mind yourself.